listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are officially on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, your friendly psychologist. As you always are on Fridays, live from the beautiful Los Angeles studios here, 11 o'clock, Friday, Pacific Standard Time. And usually we talk about all sorts of things kind of psychologically oriented. I ask for you to write me or call me on the air. Of course, what I do is I answer a lot of emails. You have questions about relationships, self-esteem, issues, fears, whatever. I ask you and invite you to give me a call live on the air if you'd like. It's 323-203-0815. That's a Los Angeles area code. 323-203-0815. And or, of course, I ask you to write me if you want to, as so many of my listeners do when we have Free for All Fridays, asking me questions about themselves and, you know, relationship problems and things that they may look at and what could be helpful. This is just advice, you know. And that's Doc Michelle, DLC Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And that's the way we do it. Also, you can check me out on my website. It's drmichelletherapy.com. DR is abbreviated Michelle with two L's, therapy.com. And you'll learn how I talk about positive life changes, detoxing from the drama in your life, which kind of leads me to introducing my special call-in guest today. I've got an amazing author. I've read her book, and it's right along the lines of my thinking and my teachings, only she's way beyond. This woman is really amazing. Her name is Ina Siegel, and the book's called The Secret Language of Your Body. It's the essential guide to health and wellness. Now, this is amazing because I was reading that like 86 million American adults are affected by chronic pain. And at some point, everybody who suffers physical, mental, or emotional pain will say, "What's the cause?" You know, we have all these tests done. We have labs and we have MRIs and, you know, UAs and all these things. How can I heal? What can I do? How did I get this? Why me? Whatever it is. There was a groundbreaking study conducted by researchers at the University of North Carolina. And it showed that even introductory training in mindfulness and meditation had a positive impact on pain perception. Now, they've been doing these things since the 1600s. Really. Books have come out on mindfulness, thought, working with yourself, keeping yourself together. And there's a book right now that I'm going to talk about with the author, and it's The Secret Language of Your Body. All right? It is the essential guide to health and wellness. And we're going to be talking about how you can make yourself well again, how you can get your mind and body together by a woman who herself is a healer, who is the author of the book. And let's bring her up on the line right now. Hello, Ina Siegel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you, my dear. I was just kind of promoting and talking about your book here. I really enjoyed reading it, and it really is. It's most helpful in terms of working with the body and the mind in managing, controlling, and eliminating problems with the body. I was blown away. And the research you have is very good as well. So this is not one of those You know, I have a lot of people who call in and say, oh, I don't believe in this kind of like new agey stuff. It's not new agey stuff. You know, it's science, right? Sure is. So let's talk to Ina. And again, the book's called The Secret Language of Your Body. It's the essential guide to health and wellness. So, Ina, what are some of the most important things that you'd like your readers to get out of this book?
Could you just repeat that? Because I'm actually hearing you in and out.
Okay. Maybe we should have you call back from another landline, but let me try once more. We'll see how this goes. What are some of the most important things that you would like your readers to get out of your book?
Okay, well, I would want people to recognize the wisdom and the intelligence that the body has,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that they themselves have the power to heal themselves, and that their body is so wise, and that it doesn't only, you know, reflect some disease or some invasion, but it actually reflects how they live their lives, and that their lives is a reflection of what happens in their body, and that if we work together and in alignment, mm-hmm. we will change and empower ourselves and transform and connect to feelings of joy and alignment and flow and intuition, and really living our lives from a place of empowerment and integrity.
Mm. So you truly believe that there is like a healing intelligence within our bodies, and it, you know, we can personally transform and give ourselves power through some of the work that you suggest here in this book, huh?
I really do, because if we look at how the body is made and what science has told us, and they basically said that if you get a microscope and you look hard enough, you know, the body is not made of anything, and that it's energy and vibration. And so doesn't it make sense to deal and heal the body using vibration, using our breath, using our intuition, using our ability to touch and feel and connect with the body, using color, using vibration?
Yes, yes. Now, Ina, how did you discover that you yourself had special abilities to heal yourself? Maybe you can describe your story, how you came about all this information.
Well, Dr. Michelle, I was 15 and I started getting back pain. Before that, I was getting digestive problems to a point where I would end up at the hospital and stay there for about 6 hours. And then be told that there was nothing wrong with me, or they didn't know what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kept going, and then I had psoriasis and, you know, itchy skin and all sorts of things and anxiety that kept coming up. So I was really dealing with nonstop health challenges.
Aww.
And I got to a point where I really didn't know what to do with it and who to go and see, because I'd already seen so many people.
Yes.
And I wake up. This was, you know, I was in my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up one day and my back was twisted and it was in agony. And I said to my husband, you know, you need to get me to the chiropractor's office as soon as possible.
Yes.
Which is what he did. It was the longest 2-minute drive I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
And when I got to the office, the chiropractor actually came out of his office into the foyer.
Yeah.
He walked around and looked around me and looked at me, and then he made a pronouncement. He said, you know, your body's stuck.
Your body's stuck. Well, that was helpful, I guess.
Yeah, and I said to him, I know that part.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Right.
And there was another moment of silence, and then he said, nothing. And I said, what do you mean nothing? And he said, your body wants to be stuck.
Wow.
I have to say that when he said that, it kind of got unstuck, because it became so angry.
I bet. I bet.
So actually, on the way home, I felt very sorry for my husband, because he had to hear about my anger.
Right.
And but, you know, it did occur to me when I got home that I really was at the end of the road. I tried
Yes.
everything,
Yes.
everything that I could think of.
Right.
And what I did, I literally made a decision. I said, you know, I am going to heal myself, because I could not imagine what I would be like if this continued. You know,
Yes.
and it was very scary for me.
Yes.
So I made a decision, and every part of me was going to go with this decision. This is it.
Yes.
I am healing myself.
Good for you.
Now, since I didn't really know how to do that, I decided to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I do in my life right now as well. And, you know, what I was doing was I had done acting classes. And I knew what it was like to breathe slowly and deeply. I understood about relaxation, because we had to do it. We had to do visualization. We had to do, we had to feel our feelings. So all of this was familiar to me.
Yes.
And I thought, well, you know what? Let me use all the senses that I have. So I literally started breathing with the pain. I placed my hands on the back of on my back, breathing into that area. I started, you know, my mind started to get to interfere, and I started counting backwards from 30.
Yes.
And literally, it came to me, you know, there was a moment of inspiration that I should ask divine intelligence for help, because there was such a thing. But even though I was a bit skeptical, I didn't know.
Yes.
But I wanted to find out. And so I said, if there is something like divine healing intelligence, please help me now.
Yes.
And so I felt this warmth moving through my body. And then I said, I want to know what's really going on inside my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to get thoughts, feelings, sensations.
Yes.
And what I found was, first of all, there were a lot of emotions that were stored, that were anger, frustration, stress, and so on.
Yes.
I breathed through them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, is there anything else? And I discovered that there were, you know, my parents were struggling at the time, and they were, you know, they had a lot of issues. And all of that was having a huge effect on me, because I didn't feel safe.
You,
I didn't
you took
feel
that on. Sure.
Like I, yeah, I didn't feel supported.
Yes, exactly. Go ahead, Ina.
You know, then I said, well, what about, does it go even further than that? And I saw my grandparents. And actually, you know, and both of them had very traumatic lives. They had been in the war, and my grandmother, her whole family was practically killed. She survived by herself.
My goodness.
And all, you know, and she couldn't talk about it for 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So can you imagine the suppression? You would imagine that.
Because
you would see people.
I do. I can.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess, you know, sometimes our parents and our grandparents, it wasn't really okay to talk about it as well. It wasn't okay to even bring it up or acknowledge it. It was best to not cry or not, you know, get emotional and shove it back down again, which really makes us ill.
Exactly, you know, and so, you know, I realized that I had taken on all of that energy from them, and my grandfather, who was in a labor camp for 10 years in Siberia.
Oh, my God.
And so, yeah, and he's seen the worst and the best of human, you know, of what a human being is capable of.
Yes.
And so all of that was stuck inside my body, plus, and I'm sure your listeners can relate to this, I had been in a situation where I was a nice, nice person, and everybody came to me with their problems.
Oh, yes.
And so, yeah. So we would start out with them talking about something very negative, and I'm still feeling okay.
Yeah.
And by the end of, you know, half an hour, I would be feeling like I had pain in my back and my shoulder and neck and, you know, and then they would feel like they've let go, and so that feels better.
Right.
Yeah, and then I would get phone calls the next day saying, "Oh, you know, that was just the best experience ever. When can we do this again?"
Ah, and you kind of took it on, and so you were experiencing this pain.
Exactly, you know, and so I was recognizing all of this as this healing process was happening, and I was just amazed. And I also, as this was happening, I really saw exactly what my back looked like. And so I was breathing, feeling, and saying, I'm willing to let this stuff go. And after a while, I felt quite relaxed and I fell asleep. I had the
Wow.
best sleep I'd ever had
Oh, that's
when I
great.
woke up.
Yes.
You know, I was about 70% better.
Wow.
And I knew something very real had happened, you know, because I had been skeptical myself. And, you know, I was like, okay, something has happened and this is not just my imagination. I want to go felt further. And I
Yeah.
started exploring it until I, you know, for the next few weeks. And I felt like my back became, you know, pretty much perfect.
Wow.
And I. To the point I could wear high heels, and you know, it sounds funny to people, but I knew that I was going to be healed when I could wear high heels. It was my dream.
Well, that's right. No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's very hard to wear high heels when your back's in pain and, going down your leg and, absolutely. Absolutely. So what about how long did it take for you from the time that you had this realization to when you started to heal?
Well, you know, it was literally in the half an hour of that
Wow.
realization.
Wow.
Like I said, the next morning, 70% was gone, and then the last 30% probably took a few weeks, took longer, because I was exploring all sorts of ways of doing it, and
Yes.
I also wanted to work on my, you know, digestive system because I had so many, you know, I'd get stomach aches all the
Oh, yeah.
time,
Yeah.
but that improved. You know, and my skin improved. I had psoriasis all over my knees and all over my elbows, and
Wow.
it completely disappeared. So, and I felt peaceful. Well,
Yes.
you know, a lot more peaceful than I had what I had known, you know. And so
Yeah.
I tasted what that felt like, and that was amazing.
That really is amazing. I love the way in your book that you break down just sort of the introduction of healing the emotional, mental, and energetic causes of disease. And then what you do in your book, and this is I think is terrific, is you list physical ailments. I mean, it's like a dictionary. And then you talk about what is blocking you or what is causing the problem or what is causing the pain. And also understanding and healing emotions that causes disease. So isn't it really a lot about blockages and emotions and getting through that and moving freely to heal yourself?
Well, I think emotions are so important because even if we look at the word emotion, you know, a lot of people have heard it, it's energy and emotion, right?
Yes, yes.
So if your emotion is stuck, there is no energy that's moving. In fact, the body then has to work around this stuck emotion
Yes.
and has to protect it, right? So it has to build up this whole protection system
Yes.
and, you know, and create something over it so that it's stuck
Yes.
and it's being stuck there, and so of course then the body goes, well, there's no energy that's moving here, let's
Right.
degenerate, because that's what it knows how to do, it's
Right.
programmed.
Right.
And the idea is to not just reprogram your mind, but to reprogram your whole body and your whole nervous system by understanding how it's holding on to these emotions and so and energies, you know, and experiences that
Yes.
people have had.
Yes.
So
Wow.
when you can acknowledge an emotion, and sometimes, you know, I'm sure you've had this experience where people go, I don't feel anything. I don't know what I'm feeling. I just feel numb. And
Right.
I say to people, well, feeling numb is a feeling.
Yes.
And that feeling is saying, I don't want to feel whatever it is
Right.
that's underneath the numbness.
Yes.
And
Yes.
so I actually encourage people to go, put your hand on your body where you feel the numbness, breathe into it, and get past the numbness. Let's get to the next level so that we can actually start to have access to whatever emotion you have and the story that it has. Because every emotion has a story and an experience attached to it. Sometimes
Right.
it's yours, sometimes it's not.
Yes, yes,
But it's
yes.
there. You know, and we want to access it, recognize it,
Yes.
acknowledge it, and then release it.
Right. So that's how you would describe visionary intuitive healing. Right? Is that part of how you would describe that?
Well, to me, you know, if we look at the name, and the name that I, you know, Vision or Intuitive Healing is very important to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose it very carefully because I believe that all of us have a capacity to be visionaries in our lives.
Yes.
I think that even if we can't be a leader for someone else, we can be a leader for ourselves, and we need to do that now. You know, we need
yes.
to step up. We need to become empowered.
Mm-hmm.
So to be visionary, somebody who has a vision of their life.
Mm-hmm.
They have a vision of the future, and the vision is positive.
Yes.
You know, vision is about how we can support each other, how we can transform our lives, mm-hmm. how we can connect with other people, and how we can lead in
yes.
a positive, empowering way.
Right, right.
That's very important, right? And then intuition,
yeah.
I think, is something that we all have. It's the feeling, it's the sensation, it's the knowing inside about something that's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
or you know, where to go, or the fact that we like this person and we need to trust them, you know, or we shouldn't trust someone else.
Yes.
So this is our guidance system. This is our wisdom. And then healing, to me, has very little to do with curing and everything to do with transforming your life and seeing your life as a whole and seeing that every aspect of your life is important. So, you know, when I'm talking about healing, I'm not just going, okay, there's a pain inside your body and this
right.
is what the cause, you know.
Right.
I'm looking, how are you living your life?
Right.
You know, how are you in your relationships?
Yes.
How are you in your relationship to yourself? How are you communicating with other people? How are you solving your challenges and
yes,
dealing
yes.
with them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? How are you embracing your life? How are you living your life?
Yes, and you know, we are our own worst enemies. I mean, that's really the truth. You know, it's an old saying, but I mean, that's basically what you're talking about. By the way, people, if you just tuned in, this is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me, as you always are, every Friday at this time, 11 Pacific Standard Time. And I'm talking to special author Ina Siegel. She's written a book called The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness. It is an amazing book, and it's based on scientific method, but it also involves a lot of work. It involves for you to figure out and work through a lot of your blockages and put positive energy using a lot of tools into your body. And this is not, you know, again, a lot of people go, oh, this is new agey stuff. This has, you know, there's been so many studies done on the effectiveness and the power of the mind. I like your book, Ina, because you lay it out very clearly. You know, you describe to people very clearly how they can, you know, really work through not only physical problems, but emotional problems as well. And, you know, why people are getting sick, you see.
Exactly. And I just want to add also, mm-hmm. it is a journey, like you said, and there is work involved, but it's also fun.
Yes.
You know, I want to bring that aspect of fun into healing because mm-hmm. a lot of people, like you said, you know, they might be skeptical, they might be going, oh my God, I have enough work in my life. I don't want to do any more.
Yes.
And what I find with how I try to structure the processes in the book,
mm-hmm.
and there is a process for each part of the body, is to
yes.
make it very creative,
mm-hmm.
is to make it fun for you and to make it very accessible, very easy, and, you know, something that doesn't take too long to do. It's
right.
just that you need to, you know, do it regularly.
Yes.
You need to create, you know, make it a part of your life,
yes.
you know, and your lifestyle.
Yes, it's like daily practice, you know, how you really focus on whatever illness or issues going on. I mean, you have, like I said, it's a dictionary. It's from your abdomen to your toes and beyond, you know, really helping people get in touch with some of the blockages and problems, you know, that they're having physically. And you also go as far as to talk about the secret language of your emotions and understanding and healing emotions that cause disease. And I think that's a lot of where it's at. It's not only the thought processes, but, it, you know, we're really, you know, embedding those emotions and reinforcing them on a continuous basis. I have people who say, I can't get better. I have, you know, major depressive disorder. Or I have, you know, chronic worry. I have generalized anxiety. I can't get over this. But to them, I say, as you do, I'm sure, you actually can, you know, through working through some of those emotional issues you have.
Definitely, yeah. You know, and I would say, first of all, let's let go of the label.
Yes.
Because the label is limiting and it puts you into a particular vibration, you know,
that's
and
right.
In particular thought pattern of like, this, I can't do this, like
yes.
You're saying. And the first thing I say to them is, let's delete that belief, you know, and I have
yes.
a great process for the brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, we in the book, which shows you how to delete, and because mm-hmm. We all have computers now, we know what delete means,
yeah.
And so does the brain.
Yes.
And so I said to them, let's let go of that belief, because does it serve you? And if it doesn't serve you, why don't we just explore your body? You know, let's become an explorer and find out what your body's trying to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned about, you know, the fact that most people do treat their bodies like their worst enemies, or that they are.
Yes.
And my journey and my teaching is about becoming your best friends with your body.
Yes.
You know, it's like making sure that your body is like, you know, is like a little baby that you nurture and
mm-hmm.
that you love and that
yes.
you support and surround with, you know, softness, because
yes.
that's what it needs.
Yes, yes. You know, you have exercises for kind of tuning into your body right at the beginning here, which really I think is wonderful to help people get in touch with that. Because as you said, you know, we're so sometimes out of touch. Also, in order to function or get up and go to work and focus on other things, you know, this world is really everything is based on, you know, getting quick results, and everyone wants, you know, to do the best they can. And there's so much going on. There's so much input with the brain. Sometimes we just don't allow ourselves to tune into our bodies. So this is really a great part. And they're quite simple exercises that I think people can really benefit from. And by the way, if you just tuned in, yeah, I'm just saying that you are listening to Ina Siegel, my special guest here on the line, the author of The Secret Language of Your Body and The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness, which it is. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Ina. What were you saying?
I think that, you know, if we, I really, really believe this. I do this all the time,
uh-huh.
You know. Every day when I wake up in the morning, I'm checking in to where my body's at.
Yes.
You know, and this actually guides my day.
Yes.
So if I'm checking in and I feel not that good,
mm-hmm.
then I take the 5 minutes before I get up
mm-hmm.
to breathe, to work with some colors,
yes.
to relax my body, to ask divine healing intelligence,
yes.
or just intelligence of the universe, to help me and to support me throughout that day, so that by the time I get up, I am ready to deal with whatever is happening and to enjoy my life and to be present with my life, because being
yes.
present is so important. And the more present you are, the less stressed you are, because then, you know, the only thing I have to deal with right now is right now.
Exactly. That's really true. And also what I want listeners to understand too, that, you know, there are a lot of people out there who say, oh, is this a religious thing? Well, it's really not, because I mean, quantum physics tells us that we are all related, and there is something to this universe. There is a divine intelligence that has, you know, put it all together. We are all physiologically and in physics connected, in energy connected. So, and this is proven. This is not about, you know, a religion or a dogma. You know, it's kind of getting in tune with that oneness and allowing our connection with that and that within us to heal us. So I want people to, you know, not worry about, oh, is this a religious thing? You know, which is where a lot of people go to.
Which is interesting, because, you know, I think that one of the things that I talk about a lot is that I really am not a fan of labels.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
I think that if we really want to experience who we truly are, then we need to have freedom.
Yes.
And in that freedom, we can explore, right? And so,
yes.
To me, you know, what I'm trying to share with people and give them is what I consider to be true empowerment,
mm-hmm.
which is, hey, what I'm really saying to you is that you have this incredible wisdom and you can access it. And like you were saying, the first process, you know, in
mm-hmm.
the introductory section is about you connecting to your body. And so,
yes.
If you're going to have a religion, it's going to be you. It's
That's
not
right.
going to be me or what I'm giving,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's going to be your connection with who you are. And then what I say to people, because, you know, you're a therapist and
yes.
I, so you know what I'm talking about. And
yes,
I have
yes.
so many practitioners all over the world mm-hmm. of different modalities.
Yes.
That use this work and they mm-hmm. use it because it's open, right?
Yes.
Because you can take something out of it. You can combine it with what you know.
Yes.
You can explore. Yeah. It's a guide, you know, and it's free and it's yeah. creative. And I encourage people to use their own wisdom and creativity and whatever they know.
Yes.
To add to what I've given so that we can build something incredible and we can have an experience of healing and transformation and wholeness on a
right.
daily basis.
Right. And people can, you know, in your book, they can get information about research that's been done. And, of course, your story is very real. And also, you know, you have 10 essential principles that you suggest for healing. Can you briefly share with listeners just some of those principles that they may really be better off by understanding what they're about?
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, you know, the first principle is about making a commitment to
yes.
yourself
yes.
that you are a valuable being and that your health is a priority and that you deserve to have fantastic health.
Yes.
So I think that is so, so important. So now, another principle that we've already discussed is
mm-hmm.
feeling your yeah. emotions instead of keeping them buried.
Yes.
You know, even if the feeling is uncomfortable, if you really feel it, it's not going to last for too long. It's like a wave in the ocean, but if you push it away, then it becomes bigger and it lasts longer and it
yes.
starts degenerating your body.
Yes.
And feelings are there to help you, to show you what is and isn't working so that you can make empowering decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Principle 3 is about breathing consciously, because when you breathe consciously, you can truly experience the present moment and you can experience mm-hmm. what is going on
yes.
and you connect with your body and feel your intuition. Principle 4 is eating healthfully and
yes.
consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that such a nourishing thing to do when you really enjoy your food and you take that nourishment and that healing energy out of your food and, you know,
yes.
you eat and you taste it rather than, you know, focusing on something else and
yes.
just ignoring it. And
right.
then your body really heals.
Yes, yes.
You know? And then I really believe that we need to move our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people go, I don't want to go to the gym, I don't have time. And I ask people to just put on some music, something
yes.
that you like, and just dance or,
right.
you know, shake your body. I mean, you know, I literally, like, I like Lady Gaga. I put her on and I dance.
yes. Yeah, that's
you know, because
that's great dance
energizes. Music. Energizes.
exactly. She has great dance music.
You know? Yeah, it's like, you know, I think that's what I mean, healing and spirituality
right.
doesn't have to be like a religion or like,
right.
you know, conservative, or it can be very interesting, fun and joyful. You know, I get my children, I have two children, and I dance with them, you know, and then they sing songs and then we dance and we do all sorts of things
yeah.
that are creative, but also healing.
Yes.
You know, and so... you know, and I get to the principle of being creative, you know,
exactly.
creativity. We really need to be creative in our lives. That's
yes.
what gives us passion and energy and joy and vitality. The more creative we are, the healthier we usually are.
Right, right.
You know,
exactly.
And, you know, and I've already talked about the principle of listening to your body
yes.
because, I mean, that is so important. And even little things like the fact that you need to rest and you're not and you're pushing yourself past
mm-hmm.
your limits. I mean, all of these things, and your body just it is really wise.
Yes.
It's wiser than anything else, mm-hmm. you know. And then I love color. You know, I think we need colors. You know, mm-hmm. colors are about our expression, our creativity, but they're also so healing. And, you know, people have used colors for thousands of years
yes.
to heal. And now we're seeing color healing in modern medicine.
Yes.
You know, one of my very close friends is a dentist, and, mm-hmm. you know, she's using blue color,
yeah. yes.
you know, to set the feelings. And, you know, we were discussing how different colors do different things. And I'm like, that's so cool that,
yes.
you know, that you just explained this to me. And then, you know, we have lasers therapy
yes.
and that uses color, and you know, now they're using colors in some hospitals.
It's really
so I
true.
think colors yeah. are just fantastic and so easy.
Yeah, they really
you
are.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ina.
And then I think gratitude. Mm. You know, so often we focus on what we don't like
yes.
in our lives,
yes.
and if we can just come back and go, what am I grateful for? What is great about my life today?
Yes.
You know, and I have to say, since I've been in the States for a month already,
mm-hmm.
and I've had the most extraordinary time. I've met amazing people, and things have just worked. They've just flowed. And every day, I just sit there, and I breathe, and I go, thank you.
Yes.
And I reflect on what I'm grateful about, and I share it with people. And
yes, yes.
It just comes back, and you know, and I feel so lucky,
yes.
you know. But I know that I'm also being grateful, and of course, you know, on any, you know, in our lives, we're going to have challenges,
yes.
and so when I have a challenge, like I missed my flight a few days ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, and my first reaction was obviously, oh, my God,
right.
what am I going to do?
Exactly.
You know, and I almost had, and I wanted to get to this place so much.
Yes.
You know, that I had tears in my eyes because I'm like, this is not possible.
Aww.
I can't believe it. You know,
yeah.
I came 5 minutes later because of the taxi, you know, taxi driver
yes.
came half an hour later. So, you know, and then I went, all right.
Yes.
Breathe. Just breathe. Come back. Divine intelligence, you need to find a way to get me
yes.
to this place,
mm-hmm.
even if it's going to be later.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get me there.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And then I called my publicist and I said, this is the situation. Please
yeah.
work on it.
Yeah, right.
And then, I wasn't just waiting for her to fix the problem. You know, I went, okay, I'm going to find somebody in the airport who might be able to help me. And I, you know, and they said, oh, there's another flight and you can be on standby. And I said, could you please explain to me what that means?
Yes.
And when they did, I said, no, that cannot work. Could you please tell me how many seats might be available?
Yes.
And she said, there is one seat. And if you pay an extra, you know, whatever it was, $70,
right. Right.
then you can have the seat.
Yes.
And I said, all right, I'm taking the money out right now.
That's right.
And so I got the seat, you know,
yes.
because I explored.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I asked for it, and then I got here. And, you know, it was funny. I had half an hour
mm-hmm.
to eat, get dressed, iron my clothes, get my hair done and my makeup and
yes.
be on stage.
Yes. Yes.
And I got it, and I did it.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
And I wasn't stressed. I was breathing through it and laughing.
Right. Well, see, that's the way, and it's really a wonderful lesson because, I mean, we do, when things come up in our lives that are not planned or we have blockages or things, you know, it seems like they're irritants in our lives. If we can maybe look at it as like, what can I learn from this? Or how can I just mm-hmm. relax and know it's going to work out? Because, I mean, I think this is something that I see more and more in people is that whatever it is, conflicts with family members or boyfriends, girlfriends, or, you know, even something as small as, you know, not catching a plane or the money didn't come through or whatever it is. I'm blocked in traffic. I'm not going to get there. You know, people take this on so strongly. And, you know, if they would just sort of know that it's going to work out one way or the other, it's going to be okay. And just by releasing that and knowing that, they're probably going to be healthier in their bodies as well.
Of course, you know,
yeah.
because then you're not panicking and getting your whole nervous system into
yeah.
fight or flight.
Yeah.
which then causes enormous amount of problems in your body. You know, you get cortisol levels going into, you know, that are really high. You get, you put on weight, you know, your body stops digesting. It's like there's a lot of things that go on when you get to that, you know, overload point.
Yes.
And so I think if we can find other ways that are healing, then we can live longer and be healthier.
Yes. Now, I know you really encourage people to heal themselves in your book. And by the way, if you just tuned in to On the Couch with me, Dr. Michelle, here on LA Talk Radio, I'm speaking with Ina Siegel. She's the author of The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness. And as you know, listeners, it's right up my alley. It's very helpful. So you talk about empowering people to all throughout your book to find out really what maybe the problems are going on in your body physically and the exercises. And you have principles to get through it and daily sort of like, you know, like when you wake up in the morning, I just call it exercises that people can practice to sort of align themselves, get themselves together. You talk about how you've learned as well to sort of heal other people. How does this work?
Well, when I do work with other people, and, you know, I just want to say to people, the idea is not to just do either, you know, one or the other. It's like you can get lots of, you know, and I really encourage people to use the book with their family and with their friends and to really explore it so that you don't feel like, oh my God, this is me on my own by myself. You know, I want people to know that this is about connection. And my experience was that once I discovered that I could tune into my own body, and this, I'm not the only person who can do this. I've met a lot of people. I've taught a lot of people who can. I also opened my ability to tune in and see into other people's bodies. And I realized that we are energetic beings and that we could work with energies and also emotions, and as we've been talking about, and thoughts. And so what I started doing, I started exploring, you know, how I was able to help people. And the first thing I do usually is, if I am working with someone, is I need to understand why they have what they have. So it's like I need a map of their body and what's happening. And so I'm not that interested, to be honest, in what the label of the disease is called, because I want to find out what is really going on and how it was created, because it will be unique to them.
Yes.
And I'll go, okay, so I understand you have back pain, but let's say, for example, but let's find out where it's coming from and how you got here.
Yes.
What's your story? Because your body contains all your stories inside it, right? So I want to unravel this story and find out which parts work and which parts don't.
Right.
And so once I start to go, okay, so this is related to that, to that, to that, to that, it's like the body wants acknowledgement and wants you to see it. And so the moment I start to acknowledge and see whatever's going on, people start to feel different. So it's like they start to feel shifts happening.
Yes.
Inside their bodies. And then by this point, what happens, and it's quite fascinating, the person's body actually shows me what to do.
Okay.
It shows me how to adjust whatever's not working, how to change the energy, what colors I might need to add or release, what particular process I need to do to help them heal, where we need to go, what emotions we need to work on and deal with. And so this, so there's things that I do myself because it's faster when I'm doing it, and there's things that I get them to do and or we do together so that it's an experience of, you know, like a deep transformation.
Yes, yes. And you're talking about things like releasing that energy and visualizing with them and asking them to visualize and asking them to go through certain emotional states and release a lot of that.
And also, you know, I ask them to repeat certain, like in the book, you'll find there are many releasing statements. That's what I call them.
Yes.
So what I do is identify whatever we need to work on and then go, okay, let's repeat together, divine healing intelligence.
Yes.
Please help me to release this, this, and that. And I ask to feel everything that they're saying.
Yes.
To really feel it.
Yes.
To work with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, they do feel better, obviously.
Yes.
And
yes.
they feel like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I've just acknowledged,
yes.
I've felt it, I've said it out loud,
yes.
I've let it go, I've clear, you know, and then I ask them to read the word clear, 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 to clear all of that stuckness. And it's like they have just washed themselves inside out and they've been cleansed.
Yes.
And now we can put all the nourishment back.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And so then we put all the positive healing energy into them.
Mm-hmm. That's fascinating. And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Ina Siegel. She's the author of The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness. And even when you were talking about labels, you don't like really labels per se, because people kind of reinforce that in their mind and they really start solidifying their belief that they are sick or something. I have a friend who said you've got to ask her this question, because when someone's, let's just say, diagnosed with something, the doctor says, you have cancer, or she's been diagnosed with a muscle disorder where her immune system is attacking her upper body. Mm-hmm. It's actually the muscles are inflamed. So her doctor prescribed these steroids, kind of cortisone steroids, and that's sort of the only thing that managed the inflammation until it goes away eventually. It usually does. But it's like she says, how do people create these things? And when the doctors say, well, you have this diagnosis or it's structural, how can people get away from, you know, buying into that and believing that?
Well, it's not easy, you know. It's definitely not easy, because the whole medical system, besides the integrative medicine, has been based, because it's changing now, but
yes.
it's been based on fear.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and anxiety. And so, of course, when you are told a diagnosis and you become really fearful, which
yes.
is not the best state for healing. And
no.
this is the reason that, you know, I find labels difficult,
yes.
you know. And you kind of have to go away for a moment and you have to separate the doctor from yourself and statistics from yourself.
Yes.
And then, you know, part of knowing your body is knowing that the doctor doesn't know your body, but you do.
Yes.
And
yes.
so as you are willing to connect with it and explore it, you start to understand, well, okay, you know, both of the things you've mentioned, which is cancer and your friend's autoimmune.
Yes.
Is it autoimmune?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The daughter is the body attacking itself.
Yes.
So just from that, what does it say? Somehow, the person has put themselves or has been in a situation where they've been criticized, attacked, or they've been doing that to themselves.
Yes.
Where there's been a lot of judgment, right? And so that already gives you a clue.
Yes.
Okay, this, something's not working. I need to look at my life.
Yes.
I need to look at how I'm behaving and start making changes within that. And it's like, it's almost like, oh my God, this is what this is about. I have some control over this.
Yes.
I have some power over this. Whereas if something invades you, you're like,
yes.
okay, I have no power over this. This is a foreign entity. How could this happen
yes.
to me?
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's like, I think you need to step away and
exactly.
come back to yourself and go, what can I do myself?
Yes.
What can the medical system do for me?
Yes.
And what can, you know, I'm really into herbs. I really love herbal remedies.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think that they are there to support your system, to nourish your body,
mm-hmm.
to make you feel stronger and better.
Yes.
And so I would be looking and exploring all mm-hmm. of those before I went
yes.
and did something to my body that was, you know, could damage it, and that where I could have very bad side effects.
That's really true, and I think that's wonderful advice. And Ina, we're just about running out of time here, but I want to reinforce that you out there, listeners, can pick up her book. It's The Secret Language of Your Body, The Essential Guide to Health and Wellness. It's a wonderful read. You can't put it down once you start. If you know you have any kind of pain or you've been diagnosed with something, it really helps you work through and think about how you can help heal yourself and work through things. And it's Ina Siegel, of course, is the author. And Ina, by the way, people can get in touch with you if they want to. They can just log on to www.inasiegel.com. Is that the best way?
Definitely, and that's spelled INASEGAL .com. And people can explore. There are so many things to explore on my website. There's videos. There's enormous amount of information that they can find. There's downloads.
Yes.
If people get a book, they can get a free download.
Oh, lovely!
That goes to the book. Yeah,
that's great.
And they can also read my blog that I, you know, where I put in important information that I haven't put into the book, and they can ask me questions. They can email me. So there's definitely, you know, room for communication, connection. They can also connect with me on Facebook.
Great.
And if people want to, you know, get onto the internet and they want to buy stuff, they can get onto Amazon because it has quite a lot of my product.
Yes, it does.
And it's probably the best way to get stuff in America because it costs a lot more to get it from Australia.
Right. And by the way, you have a lovely accent. it's really it's a pleasure speaking with you. You are a sweetheart, Ina. You really are a lovely person, and you're loving, and you have a good heart, and your book shows it as well. And I appreciate you so much for spending time here on the couch with me today and being my special guest.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, great. Nice having you, Ina, and much luck to you, of course, in your book and all your future teachings.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Take good care now. That's Ina Siegel, again, author of the book, The Secret Language of Your Body. Wow, we're just about out of time here. We have to go. We've had so much fun talking about how to heal yourself and get yourself feeling better, no matter what it is, working with the power within you. A lot of it has to do with discovering a lot of the blockages going on. And this is why I like it so much, because it's connecting to the psychological, relaxing, managing stress, managing the thoughts you have. This is Dr. Michelle, and I've enjoyed it. If you want to ask me a question or just a comment on today's show, docmichelle@AOL.com. That's D-O-C, Michelle with two L's. Or check out my website, drmichelletherapy.com. Have a great day. Do take care of yourself first so you can be great for others. Have a good one. Bye-bye.